Trump administration targets global trade with new tariffs. The Trump administration has proposed double-digit tariffs on products from dozens of major U.S. trading partners in an effort to address the issue of forced labor in global trade. The proposal, released late Tuesday, would impose 10% levies on 16 economies, including Canada, Mexico, and the European Union, for allegedly failing to enforce bans on forced labor. This move is part of President Donald Trump's broader strategy to replace revenue lost when the U.S. Supreme Court struck down sweeping global tariffs he'd imposed last year. The new tariffs would not take effect immediately, but are subject to public comment and review. Public hearings on the proposed duties are due to begin on July 7. The administration has also exempted a long list of products from the latest proposed tariffs, including aircraft parts, food products, and rare earth minerals crucial in the production of smartphones and cars. The impact of these new tariffs will be felt across industries, from manufacturing to consumer goods. As the global trade landscape continues to shift, companies must navigate complex regulations and ensure compliance with labor standards. The proposal has sparked concerns among key trading partners that have been hit by waves of tariffs since Trump returned to the White House early last year. The new tariffs are likely to unsettle these economies and raise questions about the fairness of global trade. According to U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer, the failure of our most important trading partners to address the importation of goods made with forced labor is unacceptable. He added that each of our trading partners must do more to ensure that trade does not perversely encourage and entrench forced labor globally. The new tariffs would be paid by U.S. importers who usually try to pass along those higher costs to customers. This move could lead to price increases for consumers, particularly in the food and electronics sectors. The administration's decision to limit the impact of the latest proposed tariffs is seen as an effort to mitigate public backlash ahead of the midterm elections. By exempting certain products from the tariffs, the administration aims to minimize disruption to U.S. commerce and global supply chains. As the U.S. economy continues to navigate the complexities of global trade, companies must be prepared for changing regulations and labor standards. The impact of these new tariffs will be felt across industries, from manufacturing to consumer goods. The proposal has sparked debate about the role of government in regulating global trade and ensuring compliance with labor standards. As the world grapples with issues of forced labor and human rights, the Trump administration's move is seen as a key step towards addressing these concerns.